So what this file here points out is it just repeats essentially the analysis we did in class, but it does it for a stencil of increasing size. So here's the Jacobi one, which where we know that the coefficient of t-com over t-calc is 1 over root n. And then this is the one we did at the bottom of the last foil, 1 over 2 root n. Now you could imagine just increasing the stencil by one more unit. So the update of that point just depended on contributions from all points in rows or columns which are a distance 2 away. If you do that analysis, you will find that it's 1 over 3 root n. And if you go far away, it's 1 over 4 root n. And you can easily guess what the final, what happens as you increase the size of the stencil. So if you actually go to a stencil that covers the whole domain, which is actually a very natural stencil, because it's what you get with any long-range force calculation. So when you have the update of one point depending on all other points in the domain, that's a stencil which essentially is the stencil where all points are involved. So that's actually physically what happens when you do an n-body problem. You will find that ingeniously this number here gets bigger and bigger, and then with some sort of phase transition it actually becomes 1 over n, not some coefficient over root n. And n is this grain size, the number of points stored per processor. So this analysis demonstrates this rather interesting effect that as you increase the complexity of the computation, it actually increases in efficiency, which is sort of slightly counterintuitive. And it shows for all these examples that Jacobi is the hardest. And n-body is the easiest, which is a well-known fact. And the reason is the reason we described in the last lecture, namely, as you increase the size of the stencil, if you think about it in the wrong way, you say, well, the for every update we have to communicate more points, but the way to think about it is for every point communicated it gets used more often, because because I actually will include a given processor might have all these points, so when I transmit any one of these points it will get used in several times in updating the points within the processor. And so that means that every communication I do, I use that point many times, and therefore the efficiency is actually higher. Because the reason Jacobi is a low efficiency is that although I don't communicate very much, so it looks as though it's high efficiency, I only use each point once. As you increase the size of the stencil, you use each point many times because of the increasing complexity of the computation. So that's the general reason why, as problems get more complex, they get more efficient. Because what counts is, this is a sort of fundamental principle of computing, is why caches work. Caches work because you reuse data. These parallel machines get more efficient because you can reuse the communicated data more often. And so it turns out the harder the problem, the lower the overhead, is the general rule. Because if you have a messy problem with all sorts of complex matrices and it's nonlinear, that tends to mean you reuse data more substantially more often and do more floating point operations per communicated point. Okay. So these are